that if they did that, the next time they had a working in the summertime, the young people wouldn't, nobody would come and work. So we had it worked out that way. We boycotted the workings of the people that didn't let us have a party in their house. So anyway, everybody, all the community people were very happy to have young people come and play on Saturday night. And they've moved the beds out of one room, move all the furniture out of one room and just run the sets in there. And the whole family would go. Grandma, of course, didn't want to stay home. She was the best dancer and remembered all of her. She didn't want to. She had more fun than anyone, so she didn't want to stay home. Grandpa, too. And mother and father liked to play and game, and the young people. And the babies, of course, didn't know. So babies in arms, you couldn't just leave them home by themselves, so you took them too. And along about 10:30, 11 o'clock, you'd be dancing along and you'd stumble over something down there. There'd be a kid under your feet, sound asleep. So you got picked up and taken in the back room and put on that feather bed back in there that was reserved for such a purpose. There'd be piles of babies there. And the grandmothers and the mothers and the older girls would all take time out going back in the room and amusing the children. Some of them be laughing, some crying, some trying to sing, some trying to sleep. And so they had to be supervised or they'd kill each other. Trample the babies and so on. So the fiddle, of course, was going in the next room, and the favorite tune, it was And so they would make the bed go up and down with their hand, the girl would, or the mother, and kind of cause some rhythm on the bed, make a little kind of ride for the children. And sing a verse, a ditty of some kind, to go along with that tune. You couldn't sing a soft lullaby. There was too much noise from the fiddles and the stamping feet and so on in the next room. So you just sang along with the fiddle and made up verses or sang old verses. The song by now, I guess, has about 100 verses. I sang 4 or 5 of them for you. But I remember being back in there on the bed with the children and having someone do that. And I remembered I took my turn when I got older and had children back in there making up verses for them. So some of these verses are mine and some are older ones, other people's verses. What'll I do with the baby-o? He won't go to sleepy-o.
Hey!
afternoon, I didn't expect to have anybody here at all. I didn't know where they were going to get any audience, but I really appreciate you coming, and it's been nice to be with you. If there's any other song you want to hear, just tell me and I'll sing it. If not...
What about the song that the McLeans sang of yours yesterday?
Oh, yes, I will try it. I don't know how to accompany it, though. I've never not... Maybe I can do it on the auto harp. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just sing it. How's that?
That'd be great.
This song is the McLean family. How many were here yesterday? Yeah, a few people were and heard. They did a song of mine that I had written, and one that's on my latest record. And the song was called Sorrow in the Wind. I wrote it about, or Sweet Sorrow in the Wind. I wrote it about, when we'd been married about 17 years, I guess, or so, and it was kind of an anniversary song for us. And they had their two newlywed, Raymond's daughter, Hulda's daughter, just got married recently, and she and her husband sang the song, and I thought it was so pretty and so nice, such a nice idea to have the young married people singing our old people's anniversary song. This is... won't sound anything like it did yesterday with all those pretty instruments, but you'll get the poem of it anyway. I hear the soft wind sighing from every bush and tree, the sound of my heart crying when you
with twin girls back there. Barbara went back there. What can I do with the baby, yo? And she just went back there to bounce him up and down on her knee. But I'm sure some of you would
stick her finger in his
eyes. Yeah. But I thought you all might like to come over and meet Jean and George. Thank you so much for coming.
And Thelma.
Yeah, so that is wonderful.